3 of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, Brutal Battle. And we're back. Episode 3. Gonna get it going. I think right off the bat we need to talk about the term Broverlord.
Broverlord.
That we brought up last time, yeah. As the king beer and the king of the...
Let's break it down. It means brew overlord, apparently.
Brew overlord, that's what we came up with last time, and we said that we were only going to use it for the last episode, and that we'd have something new for this one, but after discussing it, we decided we're keeping it.
We couldn't come up with anything better. Although, I came up with one that was fucking hilarious. I mean, it was amazing. The Mashter. Mash. Like, you know, in the brewing process, the mash. The Mashter. I mean... But it got vetoed down.
It's good, but...
No, you hated it. Come on. You hated it.
It's clever, but I just didn't think it could beat Broverlord.
It's so stupid, it's funny. But yeah, Broverlord. Brew Overlord. Not Brother Overlord. We're not fucking...
It's just... We can't go back, because Broverlord was coined last episode, yeah. And it was epic, and...
Broverlord.
So we're moving forward.
The Master sounds pretty cool, too.
So to sum up what happened last episode, we had showdown between the Schlafly Coffee Stout, which got a 5, and the Founders Breakfast Stout, which got a 6.5, and is our current Broverlord.
I'm not saying it.
Oh, you won't
you
say
can't,
it anymore.
You can't give me a say it on cue, man. Right. You gotta give me some... Notice.
I thought I could get him to say it on cue, but anyway.
Broverlord.
There it is. Jesus. A little late. So, there was an issue with our last episode where I was duped by having Founders Breakfast Stout in the competition because I was under the assumption that it wouldn't be in the competition because all the beers that we're tasting, it's the mystery taste where my wife goes out, she buys beers from our local liquor store, and then we taste those. Well, we can't get... any Founders products at our local liquor store.
That's a good point.
And so I thought that we wouldn't be tasting it.
Excuses.
She fooled me. She fooled me.
She took one out of your case. And
that was out of my personal stash.
Yeah.
And
your personal beer stash.
Felt a little embarrassed by it because I gave it a 6 when I knew what it was and I originally tasted it. I believe I gave it like an 8, something like that. So... that's a pretty big difference.
Because you rate beers on your own, is what you're saying.
I do rate beers on my own, actually.
He rates beers on his own.
I'm one of those people that they call tickers, where what I do is I go through, and I actually have an Excel spreadsheet of all the beers that I've tried since 2005-ish.
I'm not that lame.
Yeah, he's not that lame. It's just me. So in this of us two, you could call me the Broverlord. But no, I keep an Excel spreadsheet of all the beers I've tried. I'm over 800. I'm close to 850 at the moment. And I want to get over 1,000. But I just have the name of the beer, the name of the brewery, and then I give it a rating out of 10. So I believe what I had given Founders Breakfast Stout on that was 8. And so it was a little embarrassing to give it a 6 when I didn't know what it was. But
humbling.
Yeah, humbling. You could say that. But I think it speaks to the fact that when you don't know what something is, you could think it's better, you could think it's worse. I mean, there's a lot to be said about branding, or, you know, if you've had something by a certain brand that you love, you know, it's more likely that you're going to like something else by that same brand.
I think it's more, we've just started this, and we're more hesitant to give out really good scores, because then we'll never beat them.
That's actually a really good point. I do feel like...
we don't want to have our favorite beer the first episode.
Right.
And then just have 900 episodes more where we say, oh, wasn't as good as that one.
And then just have one rating forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do feel like I want to leave a little bit of space. Yeah. But at some point...
I understand.
You know, at some point, one's going to be better, and we might have a stint of episodes where one's the Broverlord.
Yes.
For numerous episodes.
The reigning master Broverlord.
The master.
Master.
The master.
The master Broverlord.
We're not doing
there
master.
There you go.
Right?
Mixing the... No, master Broverlord.
The master Broverlord. Okay, maybe. We'll see about that.
Did you just
one.
Say Bloverlord?
No.
Where's your head right now? Sicko.
So anyway, I wanted to pose a question to you this time around.
Me?
Instead
or
of talking
to
about...
listeners.
To you.
Oh, me?
And actually, listeners, you can ask yourself this as well.
Because we won't be able to hear your response.
We won't be able to hear your responses.
Nope.
You can talk to whoever's around you.
Yeah, tell talk them. talk to your mom.
Talk to your mother.
Talk to your mom, all right?
So, instead of talking about the beers that we've had recently that we like or don't like, I'd like to pose this question, which is, someone you hate, what beer would you give them to drink for the rest of their lives? Say there's someone you hate, and you get to pick what beer they have to drink for the rest of their lives.
Probably Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy.
Ooh. I've not had that. I have had, one other Leinenkugel. The one that everyone says tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. Yeah. But that sounds good.
It tastes like lemonade.
I would go bad. In this instance.
Because lemonade's good, but not in your fucking beer.
Yeah, not in your beer. I would say in this instance, for me, I'd go straight for the jugular, and I'd do Natty Ice.
Mm.
Natty Ice or Natty Light. Natural Light, Oof. Natural Ice. Yeah, that stuff's like vomit-inducing. That's how bad that is.
I didn't want to go obvious and go for a macro, so I thought a lot of people around here like it. Just like Shock Top. A lot of people like Shock Top. Shock Top sucks.
Yeah. So then on the opposite side of that question, what about if you yourself have to pick a beer to drink for the rest of your life? Only one beer you can drink for the rest of your life. And let's make it even more interesting. You can't drink water. You can't drink anything but that. Like, you can eat food, but you can't drink anything other than this one beer you're going to choose.
Consecration.
That'd still be a consecration?
Oh, yeah. It's because it's sour. It's so light. It's like a beer-wine amalgamation. It's so good. You people just don't know. Go to Russian River. Try their wine barrel-aged sours. They will change your life. I guarantee it. A sour beer is just... It's a whole different level of beer. It's so interesting and light, refreshing. It's flavorful. Yes, it would be consecration.
You are single-handedly trying to get us sponsored by Russian River, I guess.
No. They're the only brewery I've had that does a sour beer right.
Yeah, I've only had a few sour beers in my life. I did enjoy the consecration.
It is excellent.
Not a ton, but I did enjoy it, and I have not enjoyed any of the other sours that I've really had. So.
I had Monk's Cafe, their Flemish Sour. It's okay, but, I mean, considering it's available, around the nation, it's not bad as a sour, but just gotta go right for the source, man. Consecration is excellent.
So you would do Consecration, then?
Yep.
I think my choice would be something a little interesting for me.
What, Nugget Nectar?
No, it wouldn't be Nugget Nectar because the flavor is so much. If it's the only beverage I can drink for the rest of my life and I can't drink water, it's got to be something on the lighter side. I can't go, too hoppy. So, surprisingly enough, I think I'd say the Flying Dog Atlantic Lager. Because it's a light beer. I usually don't like lagers, but it's a light beer.
It's not bad.
That has a lot of flavor for a lager. So, it wouldn't be anything that's too heavy for me for every occasion. It'd be more multi-purpose beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see myself doing that one.
Yeah. So. I understand. Yeah. I've had it, and I liked it, but I didn't really think about it in that context. So, I just was like, yeah, it's a good lager.
That's why I said you can only drink one thing for the rest of your life.
Yeah. That's right. Why I pick Consecration. It doesn't wear you out. It's a very good flavor. Try it.
So take it a little bit further then. If you're gonna drink Consecration for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
what would you pair with the Consecration food wise? Like, what's your ideal pairing?
That's a good question. A sour beer. I'm thinking because it's a lot like a wine, and it's aged in. Sorry if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Pinot Noir barrels. It's either Cabernet or Pinot Noir. I think it's Pinot Noir. So in that regard, I think about this. You know what a French daub is?
No. Not
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's a beef stew I make. It's a French beef stew I make. And it has a lot of orange flavors and a lot of vinegar. And it's excellent. And that immediately came into mind because it has the beef, but it also has the sourness. And I think that would parallel nicely with Consecration. So I'd say Yeah, that beef stew, the French daube, or daube, or however the hell you pronounce it. I've only read it on paper. I've never heard like a French person talk about it. I just found
daube.
The recipe.
Daube.
Is it like daube?
Daube. Daube.
So that's what you would pair it with.
Yes. A nice, sour, hearty beef stew would be really good.
And I think what I picked, the Flying Dog Atlantic Lager, I think you'd pair that with pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know, you go steaks, I'm thinking hot dogs.
I'm thinking like fish and chips or something.
Fish and
like
chips.
That. Yeah, something like fried and kind of filling.
Yeah.
Burger, maybe. Burger and fries.
And then,
I don't know.
And then deep fried Twinkie for dinner.
Yeah, deep fried.
Or for dessert.
Or fried pickles. Man, I make some
fried pickles. Oh, yeah.
I make some crazy fried pickles.
All right.
I like cooking. Sorry. I talk about food a lot. I used to have a food blog, Microcosm K, as in K, the first letter of my name. I don't update it anymore and haven't for a while, but this is a shameless plug.
That is a disgustingly shameless plug.
Hey, man.
That is not what this podcast is for.
Yeah, you're right.
Although, actually, in the future, I will be plugging another one of my podcasts. Maybe a few, so.
Yeah.
What's fair is fair, I guess.
But I wrote a lot and took a lot of pictures, and you should go there and look at it.
Check it out.
Because it's neat.
All right, well, did you have any other topics that you felt would be pertinent to bring up at the moment?
I feel like I got a lot to say, but, man, you shouldn't blow your load all at once. So let's get to this.
All right. Well, hey, let's just jump to the beers. One thing I want to say immediately about the beers is they are significantly lighter than
the last
two episodes.
I'm going to go on a limb and say we're not going to dethrone Breakfast Out.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I think we left enough room, though.
Broverlord?
For the Broverlord.
I don't know.
All right. Well, then let's just go ahead and jump into it. All right. Let's start with beer A.
Looks like
coloration on this. This is looking
gold.
Very light color. Yeah,
it's a
light golden color.
Yeah.
People would probably see this say it could be Budweiser.
Yep.
Something like that.
I honestly think it's Miller Lite.
I really hope it's neither of those two. What's the nose like?
The nose is like,
oh, terrible.
Again, I get hay. I give me another word I can describe that fucking smell.
I'm getting a little honey. A little bit of honey to it.
I get it.
I'm getting... Carl will not like this.
Yeah, I'm getting... This beer
getting
sucks
a little
mine.
Bit of...
Poopy.
Well, you know...
Cut down on the expletives.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do get honey. That's good pickup.
I mean, there's a honey. There's like a very slight undertone of a citrusy smell to it, too. Like a light... very light orange... Kind of,
yeah, I wouldn't say
smell.
Lemon. Almost like a mandarin orange. Like a clementine or something like that. Maybe like a mandarin orange.
You're going exotic on that. I really get a lot of the honey.
Mandarin
though.
Orange. Yeah.
Get so. Hay and honey. And... All right, well, let's
hey,
just.
Hey, honey.
Well, let's just take it to the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right in the mouth.
Oh, God.
It's actually not as bad as I was expecting. All right. I mean, I'll put that out there.
It's worse than I was hoping for. I'll say that.
God, I feel like I know what this... I've had this beer. I know it. I'm just so fucking bad at identifying.
You know... Actually, you know what? I would laugh if this is actually the Flying Dog Atlantic Lager. It does taste like a lager kind of similar to that. It could be a macro brew. It could definitely be a macro
I know
brew.
What this is.
I know what it is.
I can't identify it.
I don't downright hate it. It's not like a vomit
I don't hate
inducing
it either.
Flavor.
I don't hate it either.
It's not great, though. It's just not something that...
No. But we generally don't like these kind of beers. So we have to take our values and our evaluations with a grain of salt because we just don't like light.
Yeah.
You don't like, I don't like light beers. We
yeah,
just
neither
don't.
Of us are into that.
We don't like lagers, we don't like pilsners, we don't like Kolsch's. Kolsch is just a style that shouldn't exist, in my opinion. It's fucking terrible.
You hate Kolsch's that much?
Kolsch's sucks.
What's another style shouldn't exist? Have any others?
Anything that this that is the color of pee-pee.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will say
aside
that
from
honestly,
some pale ales.
The beer that I talked about in the first episode, that the Tasmanian IPA by Schlafly, unbelievably light colored. Like a very light straw
that's
color. And
so is 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is very light color. I love
that's
60
true.
Minute.
16. That's true. So I think what I'm trying to say is looks can be deceiving.
Right.
Smells can be deceiving.
No,
you know,
as soon as
that.
I smelled this, I knew we were going. It was going down.
But right,
I do
so,
like the honey. I am kind of digging the honey.
Yeah, and you do get that on the in the flavor.
And it's a very fine carbonation too.
Yeah.
That's why I think I've had it before. It's not big bubbles, little bubbles. Not necessarily a champagne carbonation, but there's definitely like a fine. You even tell by the head. Look at the head. There's a lot of super small bubbles there.
I'm gonna say this could be that Atlantic Lager, but then again, I think it's just fresh in my mind, so maybe. But it is like a lager style.
Yep.
It seems. All right, I am already ready to move on to B because I don't really enjoy that one that much.
Yeah, I think we're both in concurrence there.
All right, so cleansing with my water,
mm-hmm.
and B. What's B looking like?
Cleansing is very important.
B is still light, but it's more of like an amber.
It's a hazy amber.
Yeah, it's a hazy amber. That's fair.
Still the fine carbonation, no lacing or really, maybe a little bit.
The nose on this one. Still
like,
getting
like coriander or something like that.
Coriander,
cardamom, maybe.
I'm not getting either of those.
I get a little bit of honey in this one too, honestly.
Yeah, I get it. Not nearly as much as A, but yes, there is a little bit of honey.
Maybe it's
scent.
Like, I don't know if it's.
What else am I getting?
I wouldn't say molasses, but it's like a deep honey. That one was more like a light sweet kind of honey smell. This is more like a deep.
Okay, so more of like a amber honey versus like a light straw colored honey, because honeys do taste different. This is true.
Very true.
My uncle at one point had
orange blossom honey.
Had some bees
sweet.
That he was keeping, and he had made a watermelon honey.
Ooh,
yeah, pretty interesting.
I like clover honey.
This just, it smells like it's probably another like lager type.
It smells boring. I mean, I'm bored.
All right,
seriously,
well,
I'm bored by the smell. It's
you
like,
want to just let's just taste it then. Let's go.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Still.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no. It tastes like it could be close to chlorine.
Ugh.
What do you think? Like almost.
I just want to put this beer down and never touch it again.
This sucks.
That is awful.
This is our
talking about astringent. That is like.
This is our worst episode.
This is our worst beer.
This is our worst episode.
Oh, worst episode, yeah.
I don't think either of these beers
this beer
will dethrone.
I feel bad for whoever brewed this because he sucks. Or she. Not going to be biased.
Well, we
he
can,
or she.
We can get into that when we reveal it because, yeah, I'm not feeling either of these.
Mm-mm.
The flavors on both of these. You do get the honey flavor. I actually think that you get more of a honey flavor out of A than this one.
I like
but
A better, surprisingly.
There's just this.
And it's lighter colored.
There's just this overall watery mouthfeel.
And I get like a pencil shavings, kind of like eraser, kind of nasty, kind of school book flavor.
You know what? That is a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pencil shavings.
Yeah, exactly.
I never thought I'd live to see the day that I would drink a beer and think about pencil shaving.
But isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes I'm just on with the flavor.
Yeah, that's not good.
Most of the time I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sometimes.
All right. Well, if anyone listening wanted to hear us just taste two train wrecks, kind of.
Yeah.
This is that episode.
Yep.
This is certainly that episode.
Would rather drink tit milk.
Well, do you think that either of them will taste better if we go back and forth?
Maybe. I think A will be better because B is downright dreadful.
Well, I don't really like either of them, so
let's
we'll
try
see
A.
Sip of B.
Oh yeah, A is much better now that we had B.
Sip of A. Yeah, in comparison, A seems a little more well-rounded.
Yep.
I mean,
doesn't clang as much. Like a fucking B is just a big old clang. I mean, it's just
no pencil shavings in A.
No pencil shavings.
it's just a lighter style beer, and I do think this is a situation where A is not necessarily a terrible beer.
Yes.
It's just not what
not the
we,
style
like.
We like. Exactly.
It's not what we like.
And that's a hard thing because we have to, when we rate, do we rate within the style or do we rate within our tastes? It's kind of like...
I say you're right however you feel at that
time. Yeah. I agree, but it's... I mean, this isn't bad for its style. It's just a style I don't like. So, right. I don't know.
I concur.
I'm
I
tempted concur. To give it... Well, are we there yet?
Do you want to get into that? Yeah, you can certainly. Yeah, let me know. What do you think?
I don't want to drink this crap anymore.
Go ahead. What do you want to give these?
I'm going to be downright rude and say A is a 2, B is a 1.
Ooh. Okay. One.
I don't want to drink B ever again.
Okay. Man, that is a toughie. I would go ahead and put a... What did I give? Oh, the canine was better. I gave the canine a 3, didn't I? Canine was better than both of these. Do I have to do the same? I think I do. I think I'm going to be a copycat, and I'll give it 2 on A and 1 on B. Although I feel bad about giving 1s just because I feel like natural light is number 1.
I based my rating off my initial reaction, and my initial reaction was crap. This is not good.
Well, that sounds good.
Really bad, honestly.
All right, well, given that, we know that the average for beer A is 2, and the average for beer B is 1.
Complicated mathematics.
So it's very safe to say that Founder's Breakfast Stout is still the current, what?
Broverlord.
The current Broverlord, or Master Broverlord,
Master.
If you will.
Broverlord.
All right. Well, are you ready for me to go ahead and reveal this?
Are they ready? I think we're ready, but are the listeners ready? Can they handle what we're about to bash?
God, I don't even know.
I feel bad. I do feel bad because I don't. No, I feel bad because B is just not good, and that's gonna be like, watch it be something my dogfish had or something.
No. All right, well, let's go in the order that we usually do, which is the worst one first. So,
B.
The worst one is B.
The worst beer out of 6 so far.
Do you want to take a stab at it? Do you think you know
what this is? No.
No, no idea.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to either. This is not anything I've ever had. Key West Sunset Ale. American Amber Ale. Looks like it's brewed by... Florida Beer Company.
Wow.
That makes sense
honestly,
to me.
Honestly, when you pulled that out, I thought it was a bottle of Fresca.
I'll be honest, I've never even seen this beer before. I didn't know this beer existed. No, and I think by our assessment, it should not even exist.
I want to...
But it makes sense to me now.
Napalm that place.
I'll tell you why this makes sense to me now. It makes sense because I've been to Florida and I've tasted beers down there that are made locally.
And they suck.
And, well, by and large, to my palate, they suck. But they're a lot lighter. And they're lighter because
of
the weather.
Yeah.
Yes, it's because of the weather. So
look
that's
at Kona. Kona makes some decent beers. And they're in fucking Hawaii.
That's true. But they are also on the lighter flavored side.
I love Pipeline Porter. I mean, I do really like
So I guess, really, you could say that's kind of the disclaimer with this episode, in a sense. Because... I mean, it's a Florida beer company. It's kind of made for the weather.
Considering we're in the heart of winter, we're not really feeling.
But at the same time, we did give this a 1, so that's also just not good. It's just not good.
It's terrible.
All right, so
listener, don't buy that ever.
Yeah, don't get that. So then, well, unless you're out on a boat all day and you need to stay somewhat hydrated because it's kind of like water.
Drink fucking Resurrection or something.
All right, so then. Beer A, which was our winner of the episode, but not the new Broverlord.
It's the best of the worst.
It's the best of the worst. That's a good way
it's
to put
like
it.
It's like it won a bum fight.
Do you want to put a guess to this?
I feel like I've had it before. I really do.
I feel like I have too, and I...
Come on.
At the risk
You're
of sounding...
You're the one that's had 890,000 beers. You should fucking take a guess.
At the risk of sounding stupid, I do actually... I kind of feel like it might be the Atlantic Lager by Flying Dog. And
I don't think so. Well, we'll see.
All right. You don't want to take a stab at it, even though you think
you've had it. I feel like it's something that's brewed in PA, but I cannot remember the name of it, so.
All right. Pulling it out. It is... Oh, okay. It's Fordham. Fordham Brewing Company out of Dover, Delaware.
Oh.
It is their Hell's Lager.
We were both close. You went Maryland, I went PA, and it was Delaware.
Not far away. It's the Hell's Lager by Fordham. And not good, but better than the Key West stuff.
I feel like we may have given it the Shaft with a 2, but it was like two craps.
The reason I went with the 2 on that one is because I gave a 3 to that K9 Winter Ale by Flying Dog, and I feel like the K9 was better.
Hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the same token, I don't... Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Okay. Why are you drinking the turd beer?
I don't know. I feel compelled to finish it.
I'm pretty sure it's brewed with prunes and turds.
Prunes and turds. There you go. And honey, as we discussed. There's also honey involved.
Honey and prunes and turds.
All right. Well, I think that'll wrap it up about... There was no new champion crown today.
What did you say? No new what?
Well, Broverlord. it looks
Master.
Like... It looks like Founders Breakfast Stout with 6.5 is still the...
We've done the Broverlord to death. We don't want to fucking...
Well, then we'll just say this. It is the reigning champion.
There you go.
Stay tuned for episode 4 to see if we can get anything that will overcome Founders Breakfast Stout to retake the top of the hill.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.